You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I think, Lee, this has the potential to be the worst game in the Premier League this season. I really believe that because Manchester United aren't playing incisive attacking football. The stuff that is dirge, what they're turning out week in, week out. West Brom away from home. They've only conceded 2 goals in the Premier League all season. Both of those came at Palace. The other 4 games they've kept clean sheets. I couldn't believe that under 2.5 goals in this game was the same price as over 2.5 goals.
Oh,
really.
I can.
Can you? You think there's going to be goals in this game?
Well, I mean, Man United have hardly played at Old Trafford in recent times. You know, they played against Man City, 0-0. Fair enough. That's a good result for Man United, I think, against, you know, the team who look like the, well, who have obviously favourites to be Premier League champions. It was the 26th of September, a full month before that, they last played there when they beat Sunderland 3-0. Stuck 3 past Liverpool in the game before that at Old Trafford. Admittedly, there was a 0-0 draw before that. But no, I think I'm not saying it's going to be a 3-goal, you know, 3-0 or anything, because we know what West Brom will do. They'll go there and they'll try and shut up shop. But they haven't been doing that too well recently. Good win against Norwich where they won 2-0. Conceded 2 at Palace and 3 at Norwich, admittedly, in the League Cup. But yeah, they will definitely try and do that. All this stuff about Rooney, I know you're not his biggest fan at the minute, Rooney.
I think he's terrible.
Despite the fact you keep putting pictures of him on this podcast every single time we put a podcast out. It's like he hates him, but I put another picture of Rooney scoring goals. Yeah, I think he does fancy him a little bit. And why wouldn't you, by the way?
That does it for me.
At some point, they won't continue to be this bad, Man United, will they? And I think West Brom are a team that, they're the fourth in the Premier League still. They're only 4 points off top spot, Man United. I think they win this and win it well. I think it'll be one that they suddenly cut loose on. I'm not saying I'm absolutely convinced about it. And 4-11 is well short. But I don't know. West Brom, every so often, just throw in an absolute shocker. And I wonder if this will be the one. Remember the... I always think whenever this game crops up, I always think about that weird game. That weird game that Sir Alex Ferguson had against West Brom. Do you remember that one? When it was 5-5 at West Brom.
I can remember that, actually.
It was the last game of the season, wasn't it? Wasn't it? His last ever game. And it finished 5-5 at West Brom. Since then, there have been quite a lot of goals in the fixture as well. West Brom won at Old Trafford last year.
They've won the last
year.
2 trips to Old Trafford.
So, you know, they've had good form against them. And, you know, Berahino's had goals against them as well. It was 2-2 at the Hawthorns last time they played there. Berahino scored. So, no, I'm going to go over 2.5. I think Man United will win it as well. So, Man United to win. Both teams to score 11-4, or Man United to win and over 2.5. Take your pick on that.
Okay. Man United did edge out CSKA Moscow midweek 1-0 through that Rooney goal that Lee mentioned. But if Seydou Doumbia had been a bit more clinical in front of goal and Michael Smalling hadn't made that last gasp defensive tackle.
Or even his brother Chris.
It could have spelled European disaster for Manchester United.
It could have done. He should have scored, and they would have been one down. And the way they were playing, you couldn't see them coming back. And then Shrek goes and nods one end at the other end. I can't have Man United at 4-11. What you're going to hear is when you see an 11-1 in the Premier League, which is about as big as you get these days now. You don't get anything much bigger. And you can never make a case for them. But you can make a case for this. You can make a case for West Brom winning here because they've won it the last 2 seasons at Old Trafford when Man United were arguably a better side than they are now. This on United side, don't convince anybody. I don't care where they are in the league. They're only there in fourth place because the league is shocking this season. United are as well. In fact, you know, they've played the last 5 times these have met, you know, whether it's Old Trafford or the Hawthorns, West Brom have only lost one. 1-2, drew 2. And they've only in their last 9 Premier League away games, West Brom, they've only lost 2 of those as well. You know, they've got it right on the road. They just don't give anything away, and that's against sides who like to attack. They're playing against flat faces side who don't like to attack. I can't believe Lee's going for goals. Dave's right. This will be the worst game, not just this season, ever in the history of football. You can get 12-5 for the Baggies with a goal start. I'm tempted by the 11-1, by the way, but I'm going to go for that. 12-5 Baggies with a goal start.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.